And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I wonder if you saw this amazing news item recently. On the evening of Friday, the 31st of July, the Scarborough lifeboat was launched to search for a missing 10-year-old boy. The tide and the wind had swept him out across South Bay, and they were too strong for the young swimmer to counter. Thankfully, the lifeboat found the boy alive, floating on his back, with his arms and legs outstretched, calling for help. He'd only recently watched a documentary program on the television about the RNLI's campaign to combat drowning at sea. The campaign is called Float to Live. The instinct to panic in a situation like that is extremely strong. But the lifeboat coxswain remarked, "We are very much in awe of this incredible lad who managed to remain calm and follow safety advice to the letter in terrifying and stressful circumstances. Had he not, the outcome might have been very different." Now, we don't know if Peter the fisherman could swim or not. The chances are he could. But as he slipped into the sea, he cried out to Jesus in fear of being swept away by the wind and the waves. Now, he had been doing rather well. He was actually walking on water, something not he or anybody else, could have imagined was possible. But Jesus had enabled him to do it. How amazing that must have been, albeit for a short time only. But then he took his eyes off Jesus, and down he went. If he'd held his gaze, he would remain calm, not been distracted by the wind and the waves. And just imagine what Peter might have done that night. Now, the 11 in the boat saw it all very, very clearly. It was a very public failure. But Peter experienced something that night that the others didn't. Apart from momentary water walking, Peter discovered the strength of Jesus' arm to save him. So, looked at in that light, Peter's attempt doesn't look quite such a failure. I like John Sibson's reflection in the Grapevine this week. "A saint is not a person who never falls. A saint is a person who gets up and goes on again every time he falls." Peter's failure only made him love Jesus all the more. Peter's little walk tells us a lot about what it is to be a follower of Jesus Christ. When they saw the ghostly figure approaching over the water, the disciples were naturally terrified. But then Jesus spoke to them and told them not to be afraid. Peter's answer to that was this: "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Now, Jesus could have said, no, stay where you are, I'm coming aboard. But he didn't. Instead, he did call Peter to come to him. So Peter was answering the call of Jesus. He didn't get out of the boat until he recognized his voice and he heard the call. It's important to notice this, I think. It wasn't just Peter's bright idea. When he heard the call, Peter had the courage to step out onto the water. But, as I said, he took his eyes off Jesus. He succumbed to fear and to panic. But if he hadn't stepped out, then he would never have experienced the exhilaration of water walking, and he wouldn't have had the joy of being caught hold of by Jesus and lifted out of his troubles. When they got into the boat, the wind died down, and all present worshipped and adored Jesus, Lord over the wind and the waves. So Matthew's gospel here has given us a picture of what it's like to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Walking on water is for us a parable of leaving our own comfort zones and responding to God's call, stepping out to do something in God's power that we could never have done on our own. This morning's reading is an invitation to us to get out of our boats and to come to Jesus on the water. That means letting go of control and trusting Jesus. Now, why should we want to come out of our boats, out of the comfort and protection of them? Well, here are a couple of good reasons. Firstly, it's the way that our faith will grow. Faith needs to be tested. And secondly, because it is out there on the water that we will encounter Jesus. That's where he is, out on the water. Now, the Hebrews were not a maritime nation. They didn't like the sea very much. They left all that to the Phoenicians. For them, the sea represented everything that was chaotic and unruly. In the opening verses of Genesis, we read that the earth was formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. So begins the account of creation, the account of God bringing order out of chaos. Jesus walks over the water. Jesus is Lord over all the world's chaos, all the storms that surround us. And he calls us to join him out there in the midst of it all and to work with him. Now, it's true that he does call some people to very specific ministries, but all Christians are called to serve Christ, to make Christ known, and to share his love with others. We've heard St. Paul say, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." But how are they to call on one in whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? We're all to make Jesus known through our words and our deeds, to be salt and light in the world, to dare to live out of control, turning the other cheek, loving our enemies, giving our lives away for the good of others. That's what it is to step out of the boat and to join Jesus in the deep, out there, where we are not in control, but Jesus is. Of course, there will be multiple times when we fail, when Jesus' words will ring in our ears, "You have little faith, why did you doubt?" But each time it represents an opportunity, a little step of growth in our spiritual lives. And our love for Jesus can grow as we discover again and again and again his power to save us. Like that incredible young lad of Scarborough, we need to learn to float to live. That is, let go of control, to step out in faith, trusting Jesus to hold us up above the chaos, above the storms, above all the uncertainties of our own lives, and not to let us drown. And for that, we're going to need to keep our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus. Amen.